Now.
Hey guys, welcome back to episode 21 of the Midcasters. We're back after our holiday break. I'm your co-host, Jalen, always joined by the amazing
Craig. Hope you guys had a great 2024.
And 2025 has started off with a bang, and we're only 12 days in. So yeah, let's dive into some amazingness. Craig, what's the last new movie that you watched?
The last new movie I watched was, I finished out 2024 with Challengers, but this year I recently watched Palm Springs, which is a comedy, a Groundhog's Day comedy with Kristen Milioti and I think Adam Sandberg. I can't
amazing.
Remember. Yeah, it's on Hulu. And
yeah.
I also watched last night, I watched Prisoners, and that movie was phenomenal.
I like Prisoners, but then you watch him in the new Deadpool and Wolverine, and you're just like, whoa, this is a downgrade in his performance. And I think that's the Ryan Reynolds effect.
Yeah.
Didn't think they were going to get Oscars for that movie. And they skipped the Golden Globes. Like, yeah, because you were going to actually win over Wicked. Be for real right now.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Ironically, the last movie that I watched new, It Ends With Us. It was so atrocious. I turned it off. I was confused, and it kind of reminded me of the first release of Justice League, where it's just like a lot of parts were missing. It didn't make sense. It didn't like really work well together. And then you watch the Zack Snyder's and like, yeah, it makes sense, but it still sucks. Still boring.
Yeah.
I mean, I would never watch a 4-hour movie to begin with. And It Ends With Us had no business being over 2 hours long. And don't get me wrong, I'm a Swiftie, but as soon as I started hearing her song in the movie, I was like, okay, I'm done. I was like, why would you, like, there was no, like, it just didn't fit with the movie. Half the music didn't fit. She looked like she was a mechanic who also shopped, like, at, like, an off-brand Goodwill. So maybe out of the trash can, she got all of her clothes. I don't know. It's so bad. I don't recommend it to anybody. I watched it on Netflix. We'll never watch again. I want the Justin Baldoni cut. I've already decided that.
the a lot of, that tends to happen more often than you think. Like the that Justice week. Ugh, I remember when I went to see that. It was me, my dad, and my brother, and he asked us if we wanted to see that or Thor Ragnarok. And I said I wanted to see Ragnarok. They said that movie, and they were like, "Well, looks like we're seeing Justice League."
It was so bad. Me and my dad were so confused. We're like, nothing. Like, the story doesn't make sense. Of like, did I like smoke glue or something? Because like, I'm not understanding. Did I miss a part of the story? Because I definitely know I didn't go to the bathroom to miss this story. And
right.
We did not see the 4-hour cut. I watched it at home, and it kind of reminded me of the Michael Jackson movie where it just kept going. The one that they used to play on MTV all the time. Like, it just kept going, and I was like, ah, I'm so tired. And I think I fell asleep at some point.
I mean, yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the new one with Snyder, but at least it gave Cyborg something to do.
Yeah, and it gave you more insight, just made more sense. And I just
yes.
Keep thinking back to when I went to San Diego Comic-Con, the director of The Patriot, I can't even remember his name, and Independence Day, the old one, he was
yeah.
Like, why would I release a director's cut of anything? What is put out to begin with.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of a lot of director's cuts just because after Snyder's, everyone kept asking for them. And, ugh.
maybe we'll get the Justin Baldoni cut. Because, like, you're seeing some of the domestic violence spoilers and caution. There's domestic violence, but, like, the first instance looked like a complete accident to me. Like, he grabbed a hot pan stupidly without grabbing, like, a hand mat, elbowed her in the face, I believe. And then she acted like he hit her in a different way. I was just very confused. And then the second time she, like, fell down the stairs, but, like, she dead stopped in front of him and, like, you have momentum going, it's hard to stop. And she fell down the stairs. And I was like, I'm just confused. Was there more incidences that they didn't show us?
I guess the lesson is, everyone, don't rely on Netflix.
And the final cut always goes to the director.
Correct.
Blake Lively, this is for you, you piece of garbage. Anyways, she's been trying, I guess, allegedly trying to serve the lawsuit to the people in California during the fires as they're trying to evacuate. I'm like, that just adds to your crappiness as a human.
Yeah, I think it wrong, very bad timing.
And I guess from like September, Ryan Reynolds tried to buy the rights to the film and like the book adaptation, because I believe there's another book. It starts with us, and he said no. And I was like, interesting. I think it was like, that's like the whole thing is like he wanted the rights to the book. And I was like, but it's gonna be crappy. And if you watch, I didn't watch the whole movie, but somebody had said at the end of the movie, Blake gave wishes, which usually just goes to the director. She put Gordon Reynolds, aka Nice Pull, aka Deadpool's or Ryan Reynolds persona.
Yeah, even when they were promoting the film, and she was like,
"Where are your flowers?"
And she was like misreading what the message of the film was. That turned a lot of people off.
Somebody says she didn't read the book. And I'm like, I think to myself, and I watch like rom-coms, or I watch films that deal with hard topics of like violence and stuff. And I'm like, they know what to expect. They improv that. And I think she just didn't understand what the role would entail. And that is like the worst part of it. Because, like, how does she even, like, act with the CGI shark is my question. Because that's her best movie, in my opinion. Maybe it's because nobody else is on screen set with her.
Which is really sad.
The Shallows is her best movie. And the CGI shark was the best part of the movie.
Yes, I love it.
I was like, she must have been on something to be able to do that movie, because that's her best performance. And I've seen Age of Adeline. Yeah, no. Harrison Ford carried that film on his back.
I'll stay away from the other ones.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, don't watch it if you haven't seen it. If you're very sensitive to the topics of domestic violence, it is rough to watch. There are some good moments. Good acting. Justin Baldoni does a really good job at paying tribute and trying to dive into that topic altogether and just kind of donating and just doing what he can for the cause to bring awareness. But yeah, don't watch it unless you're bored.
Speaking of films, what are your most anticipated films of 2025?
Oh, Lord. I'm very excited for Thunderbolts, but I'm not excited that I won't be getting my edits if TikTok is banned. I need my new Bucky Barnes edits.
And I will not be excited about that at all.
I need my edits of Pedro Pascal, because you know you're going to get them when the Fantastic Four comes out. Jurassic World Rebirth, I'm excited for that one. Oh my gosh, I'm thinking of all the edits we're not going to be getting, and I'm just upset.
I'm very, very excited about, like you said, Thunderbolts. I wonder if Bucky is going to live or die in this film, because this might be Sebastian Stan's last outing as Bucky.
Honestly, he might.
And I'm really also excited for Sinners with Ryan Coogler and Michael B. Jordan. That's one of my favorite director actor combos. And
He's in it hiding because I really want to hear more things.
say it again.
Hailee Steinfeld is going to be in it, and I just really wanted that woman in more things, so I'm just excited.
Oh yeah. Even me and Bilal was talking about that. She's criminally underrated. I don't think she gets the.
What is she doing with her life?
Yeah, she does not. She deserves her flowers.
She really does. I loved Bumblebee. Only I didn't want to see it because of John Cena, and I just have like a fake beef with John Cena, but I don't really. I love that man because you can't see him.
Oh my God.
He's probably so tired of that joke. I love that guy.
Yes, I am.
Oh my God.
And also Superman as well. Superman is the number one movie I'm excited about. I have almost cried watching that teaser trailer. I've seen it like almost over 100 times already.
But will people show up is the question. DC fans online are vastly different from the DC fans that actually show up, and it's so sad.
The people complaining about it are either Snyder fanboys or Henry Cavill fans that won't shut up about him.
Henry Cavill's probably like, can we move on, please? I'm still waiting for Man from U.N.C.L.E. 2. I don't care about Superman.
It's kind of sad because that was who Henry Cavill wanted his Superman to be, not this dark, depressing fanboy that snaps people's necks.
I liked him as an evilness, and I really like Amy Adams in it. I think she's highly underrated.
They have no chemistry whatsoever. It was
Blame
like
Zack Snyder.
pulling teeth.
Blame Zack Snyder. I will always stand by that Suicide Squad 1 is my favorite DC movie. I've said what I've said, and I will never take it back. I love the first one. I love Birds of Prey. I'm so pissed we're never going to get a Black Canary movie. I was really looking forward to that. I wanted a Birds of Prey 2, okay?
That take Harley Quinn out the film, in my
I
opinion.
love Margot Robbie, though.
I do too, but Harley Quinn is not only not a part of the Birds of Prey, but it just felt like Harley Quinn featuring the Birds of Prey or
It was
Harley
a Harley
Quinn
Quinn
and
movie, though. The Emancipation of Harley Quinn. And it's a
yeah.
really long title.
Yeah, I would have preferred a Harley solo movie or a Harley and Poison Ivy movie.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Margot Robbie would have preferred that too. She does really good, and plus her studio does really well. But speaking of DC, James Gunn kind of hinted, but maybe not hinted, that maybe Robert Pattinson could be his Batman. What do you think about that? Especially
I
with the
want
new
to see
Batman
it.
movie coming up.
I do not want to see it.
I don't want to see anything with that Andy guy. I've said what I've said.
With who?
With that Andy guy who's directing it, the one who directed The Flash.
Oh God, yeah. Yeah. After watching, I will say after watching Prisoners last night, I do think Jake Gyllenhaal would make a great Bruce Wayne Batman.
I see that too. I could also see maybe Glenn Powell.
I think he would make a great Aquaman or a
Might as
great
well just cast
Hawkman.
Ryan Gosling as Aquaman at this point.
But
He would
yeah,
be
and
whitest dude possible.
yeah, I cannot imagine Glenn Powell as Batman
Be
whatsoever.
miserable. He could do a really good Bruce Wayne, but Batman, I don't know. And I always I don't know why. I always forget that Ben Affleck was Batman. And it's just like, that's not something you would have thought to ever see him do.
I never forget because he was killing everybody.
He goes, "Ooh, Martha, how do you know that name?" And I was like, "I don't know." Oh
Yeah, well, thanks for that reminder.
my gosh, Martha. But speaking of superheroes, allegedly, Marvel is interested in recasting Black Panther. And I'm just kind of confused because we saw Wakanda Forever, right? He has a son. The son's obviously not old enough, and the new Black Panther is the sister. Did Black Panther 2 not come out? Did I miss something? Are we in an alternate Earth?
Yeah, I do not want to see that.
They should have thought about it before they put out Black Panther 2.
Even Chadwick Boseman's brother said that the character being recasted is something he would have wanted. But I do understand them not doing it out of respect for him. But I think that they should have. I agree with his brother. I think they should have recasted.
Yeah, I think the sister, Letitia Wright, has done a really good job stepping into that role. And plus, we cannot forget, she led that movie by herself. And that is what made me love her even more.
And I'm still upset that Jamie Lee Curtis won over Angela Bassett.
Oh my gosh. Angela Bassett does so much. She's like Viola Davis. Like, she does so much. And I just love her for it. But let's get into non-superhero movies. I guess Holes is doing a reboot with Disney Plus because we all know how Disney Plus stuff goes. Flop, or do you think it's going to do really well?
I'll watch it. However, I am very weary and skeptical.
I'm tired of this rainbow. I'm sorry, you just can't reboot that. It's just like, yeah, let's throw whatever we want on Disney Plus. No, babes, Disney Plus is not doing well. You had the Disney Channel that like stopped doing anything in another country. Like, it just like completely halted operations. I don't remember what country it was, but Disney Channel is no longer a thing there.
That is very odd and unusual.
I know. I thought it was funny. They're like, "Well, yeah, we're gonna make a TV platform. Baby, you got Disney XD, you got Disney Plus, you got Disney Kids. I'm just confused. You had Disney. You have the Disney radio station. I'm confused."
I really miss when I was a kid and Gen X was a thing.
Oh my gosh, I know. I'm just so confused. Disney Plus just doesn't really do well with making original content. In my opinion, there's a few hits out there like WandaVision, Loki, Agatha, but that's like about it for me.
They tried with like the High School Musical like TV show. I haven't even seen it. The only thing I know about it is that Ryan finally came out the closet. I was just like, finally.
I didn't even watch it. I didn't even know it was a thing, except for the fact that Olivia Rodrigo's in it. Is that right?
Shit. Hell, beats me.
Oh my gosh. I'm just going to be honest. I rewatch a lot of Nat Geographic things. I believe I only got Disney Plus for that, but that's just for me. And they don't even have the series that I was watching on there. Was really obsessed with that show Mars, but it's not on there. Anyways, I keep forgetting though, Captain America 4 comes out next month, and it just doesn't feel like it is.
Oh shit! I totally forgot about that until you mentioned it.
I wasn't President's Day weekend, or I guess technically Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I don't think that one's gonna do all that well.
I guess a wrestler said his stuff got cut, and I was like, "Well, yeah, because you have 50,000 things going on in here, and then you're moving your character to being a Black Widow, and I'm just very confused. You might as well have just not included that character and made a whole new character, and then you have like the Hulk's like X in there, and I'm like really confused."
Yeah, Seth Rollins, who's the wrestler you're talking about, he said there was like multiple different. Like reshoots and rewrites, and that some people thought that it was him in the trailer when it's some other dude that just like has the same hair as him.
Yeah, I really don't see it going well. I think it's gonna flop at the box office, and I think Marvel has done it purposely, like they did to the Marvels.
Yeah, I still refuse to watch that.
I still think Bucky would have been a better Captain America because he was Captain America in the comics, and I just felt like he probably would have been better suited for it.
Right.
How much he grew as a character. And I feel like Sam still could have been a Captain America at some point in time, but I just didn't think he was ready. Especially given the shield so quickly.
So honestly, there's nothing wrong with the soft reboot because this past, 5 years has not been working.
Yeah, I think they're trying so hard with bringing old characters and nostalgia back. And I'm like, if you guys can't read or do anything with new characters, then what are you doing? Like, build off these new characters, like Yelena Belova. Come on now. You're the USA. You have some good characters. You have the X-Men, for goodness sakes. Like, build off that. And they just want to hold on to what was.
Right. By the time X-Men debuts, I'm probably not going to be all that interested.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see about that. But let's move out of the heroes. Jacob Elordi has allegedly replaced Paul Mescal in the Dog Stars. What are your thoughts on that? Why do you think he left? Do you think it was scheduling, or do you think it's creative differences?
I'm guessing because scheduling, but for those who don't know, I didn't even know this, but Dog Stars is based on a novel, and it's, let's see,
it's about a 12 novel.
Yes, and it's about I think it's a post-apocalyptic.
Ooh, yeah. It's about a flu virus that nearly wipes out all of humanity, COVID. But he was forced to drop out due to, that makes sense because he had been casted in the Sam Mendes Beatles anthology. I can't remember which one he's playing, though. I think he's playing the one that's still alive.
I rarely know anything about the Beatles. So, I mean, I have one of their vinyls. But
it would be interesting, though, to see that it's the same director doing all of them, and then at the end, they all combine.
I mean, will you be seated for the Beatles thing that they're doing?
Yeah, I think I will. I know Jessica Quinn had to drop out, so they're finding somebody for that. But I think it's a good cast thus far, and I'm very interested and seeing how this director does it, because you really don't see a director do something like this.
Yeah, and there aren't a lot of biopics, are just it's a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm. I always thought you shouldn't do a biopic until that person has passed away. So the Britney Spears one will be really odd to see.
And well, who do you think should play her?
Britney? Oh, I don't know.
That would be a documentary.
I have no idea. Spring Parker comes to mind. But I probably would just need to see more from her. Because it has to be a singer. In my opinion, it has to be a singer. It can't be like how they did with the Amy Winehouse thing. It cannot be like that.
I didn't even see that, but I heard it was Basura.
Yeah, the Grim Reapers is in it. A.K.A. Karen Taylor Johnson's grandma wife.
Oh, ugh.
She's the one who directed it.
Ugh.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Anyways, so let's talk about the Golden Globes wins and snubs. We can finally say Sebastian Stan is a winner. So what do you think about that?
I'm happy for him, but I'm pissed off about Emilia Mores or whatever the fuck that movie's called.
Yeah, I saw a scene of them singing. I was like, wait a second. You're telling me this one over Wicked? There is no way. And the fact that they didn't push his three daughters with Carrie Coon, Natasha Lyonne, Elizabeth Olsen, and the director is mind-boggling.
Yeah, and it's very insane I haven't seen Emilio Perez. Maybe I need to watch it for myself to see how bad it is. But no one, I've heard no one say anything good about that movie at all. I didn't even know about it until the Golden Globes.
Yeah, I'll be passing on that. So I'll let you tell me how that goes.
Yeah, because apparently that movie is like offensive to not only the Mexican community, but also the trans community as well.
Yeah, I have heard that. Yeah, I'm going to pass on that. Maria was better than that as a musical, in my opinion, because she did opera and then they combined her with the original lady. And I thought it sounded great.
Yeah. Oh my God. But they definitely need to act. I was also very pissed off that mommy Kristen Bellotti did not win for the Penguin.
Same thing with Catherine Hahn. It was kind of upsetting about that, but it is the Globe, so it's not really like a determination of the Oscars or SAG. I still think Sebastian Stan can come out with a double nomination, and I don't know who's going to win it, honestly. It could really be anybody at this point. For female, I think maybe Angelina Jolie or Pamela Anderson, in my opinion.
For what did they do?
Pamela Anderson did The Last Showgirl, and then Angelina Jolie did Maria, which was the biopic, semi-biopic of a legendary opera singer.
I definitely think lead actress should go to Demi Moore for Substance.
I have not seen that. Maybe one day, but it just didn't seem like it was my vibe to watch.
If you don't like body horror, then you're not going to like it.
Oh, then it's probably not for me.
It might make you nauseous.
Oh my gosh. You know, seeing Deadpool nominated for the Golden Globes had me like laughing. And then I saw the thing where it was like, oh, we want to get like acting nominations in the Oscars. And I was like, honey, you ain't nothing. Just sit down. Who you paying? Just shut up. Shut up and go bully some more people.
I do think it's like very odd that Demi Moore has finally won something. Like,
I think she won for G.I. Jane, in my opinion.
In my opinion, she should have won for Ghost and A Few Good Men.
Oh my gosh, Ghost is so good. I thought she won something with that movie, at least, and G.I. Jane, because I think that's probably her best movie, in my opinion, just because of what it means, like, as a woman being in the Navy.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really good. Yeah. And I guess let's talk about Elizabeth Olsen too. I was really upset she wasn't nominated for anything, as well as the entire cast of His Three Daughters. And it makes me upset because I need her to be in more things. I need her to get more recognition, especially Carrie Coon and Natasha Lyonne. What do you think about her so far? And what else do you need her to be in? I see everything.
I need to watch the movie for myself. It's on my list, but I still have not gotten around to it.
I mean, watching Love and Death was telling enough for me that she was more deserving of all these awards just because of how she is as a performer.
But I do think that she is one of the best. So far, she's proven that she's one of the best actors outside of the MCU.
Yeah, I think she's one of the best actresses of her generation. She's done horror. She's kind of done comedy. She needs a nice rom-com. She needs a nice, grim break of a movie. She needs to take the roles from Dakota Johnson as we need to that one. That's what needs to happen.
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started.
She needed to be cast in Veridity with Anne Hathaway. I know she's already going to do that movie with Julia Roberts, but I think people really just underrate her. And it's just, it will bite them in the butt. She's going to win an Oscar one day.
Dakota Johnson, just, oh my God.
Oh my gosh. She is an actress. For sure. I don't really have a comment. Because I've seen Madam Web, and it's not a good movie, but it's not a great movie. I saw a compilation of her struggling to open up a can of soda in the movie. And I just remembered how bad she just sounds in the movie altogether. I think she just did not care. Because they were like, oh yeah, the person you save wants to say thank you. And she goes, who? I was like, girl, the person you just dropped off.
Yeah, she is about as exciting to watch as watching paint dry.
You know what my dad said about her? Because when what was it? The movies were coming out. That series was coming out. 50 Shades of Grey. My dad's like, yeah, I don't need to see Don Johnson's daughter's topless. And I was like, oh, okay, that's valid. I was like, I'm just there for the story. I could care less, but it's not a good movie. They're not good movies at all. It just kind of reminded me of Twilight, which I've never seen. It's just not good movies.
Yeah. Dakota Johnson, she's really pretty.
Yeah, that's my favorite master list, because you got two bad actors, Chris Evans and Dakota Johnson. Okay, Dakota Johnson's not a bad actor, but she's not a good actor. She can give a performance if she really wants to, but I think she's kind of lost that desire.
I think she's just boring. Even in her interviews, she's boring.
She's funny. I think she's funny. She was really good in Choctaw Real Smooth. But that's not a movie that a lot of people have seen.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. I don't really know what it's about or anything like that. But yeah, I don't think The Master's List is going to be a good movie. Somebody's like, oh yeah, Chris Evans is going to get an Oscar nomination. For yeah, what? I'll get an Oscar nomination before that fool does. That man is in an acting class. For real.
Chris Evans, Ryan Reynolds, Jared Leto, her. I put all of them in the same category.
Who would you consider a popcorn actor? Chris Evans is kind of losing that because he doesn't have that draw anymore. So, Ryan maybe?
Ryan definitely.
He's got a few more fans left, I'm sure of it.
Oh, that's a good one. Maybe Sam, yeah, The Rock, definitely.
He's kind Kevin of Hart. Ooh, yeah, Kevin Hart's a good one.
I would say Samuel Jackson, but Samuel Jackson, Samuel Jackson can make a terrible movie and then make a phenomenal movie a few months later, then a few months later go back to a terrible movie to a great movie. He's just very versatile and he doesn't really give a damn.
Has he ever won an Oscar?
No, the only one he was nominated for was Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he should have won one for Django Unchained.
Yeah, like, I think he should have been nominated and won for Jackie Brown, Django Unchained, and then Coach Carter.
What about Leo? I feel like yes, and he can do both.
Leo, a lot of people say, like, when you know how there's always discussions about, you know, like who are the last real movie stars in Hollywood, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Leo is. A lot of people point to Tom Cruise, but Leo, I would say Leo is one of them. I would say, Viola Davis.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say Timothy Chalamet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Florence Pugh.
I'm adding Scarlett Johansson and Saoirse Ronan too.
Yes,
because yeah, should have got a double nomination.
Wait, for what two films did she do that came out last year?
Blitz and then Outrun. Outrun's really good. I've not seen Blitz yet, but Outrun is like really good. She's like a struggling alcoholic that just goes back home to, I think she went back to Ireland. She's just kind of recovering from that and working on her addiction.
And what is the Blitz film? What is that about?
It's like a World War II movie.
Oh, well, Hell, I'm surprised she didn't get a nomination for that.
I know. Something's wrong here with these nominations. These studios aren't doing enough for me right now.
Because hell, the Academy Awards, the Academy, they love war films.
They really do. That's the sucky part. And it's just like, who are these people putting these up for nominations? Like, I obviously know the foreign press is involved, but I just need to understand their thought process behind it all. Like, the SAG, the Emmys, the Golden Globes, and the Oscars.
Yeah, and I will pass on The Brutalist. That movie is 3.5 hours with a 15-minute interval break.
Yeah, no, I'm not watching that. It's too long. If it was Martin Scorsese, I would. But I'm not going to watch that movie that long. I'm sorry. Right. This is not the Titanic. I have other things to do. I'm tired. I will fall asleep. And Joe Alwyn's in it. I love all of a sudden how he's in everything. It's so funny.
And, I mean, what films would, since they pushed the nominations back, mm-hmm. What films that came out last year do you think are going to get in? And what films would you like to see get in, but you have a feeling they aren't?
I think Civil War, Dune Part 2, Challengers, His Three Daughters, Maria. I really like Twisters. I think that is an award-worthy film. And Hitman. I think that did really good.
I think Twister should get in on the technical side, but acting wise, I think Glenn Powell was better in Hitman.
Yeah, because he played a lot of different characters. And these are all based on movies that I've seen. Just want to clarify that for people, because I haven't seen a lot of movies this year. Outrun is another good one. I still would like them to see, I would still like them to include stunts. And stuff like that, but they're never going to. We just need to move on from that.
Yeah, I think like Hitman, I think that should get in for like adapted screenplay, lead male actor, supporting male actress.
Didn't he help write it, though? Or did he write it all the way?
He co-wrote it.
Oh, yeah. I think he's going to be one of those gems that like writes films. And he signed a deal with Universal, so I'm excited for that.
Yeah, and I think it should also get in for like either hair and makeup or like costume design.
Mm-hmm.
Because all those outfits were really cool.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, and Wicked too, but it's kind of hard to know who's going to be the winner. I kind of feel like it's going to be The Brutalist, a film that barely anybody I know has seen.
Yeah, when is the last? I really want Wicked to get in for almost everything, but when was the last time an actor was nominated for a musical at the Oscars?
I thought, Anne Hathaway win for her performance in you have La La Land. They won. Ryan didn't win, but Emma Stone won. What other musicals have won recently? I can't remember, but those are the only ones that come to mind right now. But it's obvious. I think they could win for their performance. I don't think Ariana Grande will. I think Cynthia Erivo will, though.
I'm still kind of disappointed. Even Anne Hathaway said that she was kind of disappointed in her. She talked about how she had to pretend to be excited for her win because the physical preparation for that film and like the physical demand it put on her, like kind of like, I guess, ruined her Oscar win.
I think they also might look at that too, like the voters, like how much did they put into this film to win?
Right.
I think, don't know what goes through their minds though, the voters. I would really like to know though.
Personally, I think Anne Hathaway should have won for Devil Wears Prada.
That's a good one too. I think she's a really good actress. She was really good in Mother's Instinct.
Yeah, and it's such a crime, because I thought it was a very underrated film.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you. I didn't even see Les Miserables. It just didn't seem like my vibe. Hugh Jackman's testing my patience. I don't really want to watch him anymore. I know. Thank you, Ryan Reynolds, for ruining him for me and ruining Logan. Roll Prish. Oh my gosh, I just despise that man. Anyways, that is episode 21 of the Midcasters this week. I'm your co-host, Jalen, as always. And I know with TikTok being banned, you might be vlogging to wonder where we're going to be. Obviously, on our website still at themidcasters.com, Instagram, maybe ish. I almost said TikTok. I'm going to cry. Twitter. And I can't remember the other one right now.
YouTube.
YouTube, the YT Letterbox. The links are on the website for our bios. We'll see on the 19th if TikTok gets banned or not. It's the dumbest thing ever, but whatever. But Craig, where can they find you?
On everything you can find, I'm trying not to cry because of TikTok. But
The dumbest thing.
you can find me on all socials, on Instagram and Letterboxd at Craig Junior 97, and on YouTube it's All Nerd Everything, and it's also I also do comic reviews and discussions over there.
Yes. So, yeah, go give us a follow. Go to our website. Check us out. We have articles, reviews, all that jazz. But as always, this is episode 21 of the Midcasters. Again, I'm your co-host, Jalen, joined by the
Craig.
awesome. But that's it for this week. See you next time. Bye-bye.